John Wheeler of Epworth Euclid United Methodist describes how Cleveland architect Bertram Goodhue formulated the design of the building.
There were several architects who were considered for the project, but in 1924, it was decided to go with the architect Bertram Goodhue. And it's said that he walked over this rise of land in University Circle the better part of a week before he started to drawing the building and his conception of it. And apparently, because this was a rise of land that sloped down into the lagoon area, he decided to emphasize this rising up. And it's said that the inspiration for the building is Mont Saint-Michel in France. And looking at it from the exterior, you can see much of this inspiration, where you have various architectural elements that grow from that rise and then terminate in this delicate steeple and spire that goes 233 feet up above the boulevard entrance. Unfortunately, he did not live to see the completion of the building. Shortly after he took on the commission, he suddenly died. But he had done enough work that the congregation decided to continue building.